And welcome to a shiur that is not on Rov Vikarov. I realize that that's disappointing, but nonetheless, you know, there's more Torah than Rov Vikarov, believe it or not. No, it's not. It's Karov physically on the daf to Rov Vikarov. That's about it. But really, it's an opposite type of a sugya, as we'll see. I just want to make sure to note for people, our Zman runs through Friday, July, I think it's 15th. It's Tezayin Tammuz, whatever that is. So we have Shiurim on Fridays, Emir Tashem, up to and including then. I'm happy to see people here in person. Happy to have you who are online also, but I'd rather have you here. We're going to try, to the extent possible, for the Magide Shiur to repeat questions and comments, but some of the discussion that goes on around the table is fast moving, and that can make it difficult, so it may end up being a summary as opposed to line by line. We'll have to see, and we're managing as we go. So here's where we're going. This is a short sugya. It's Chavdalat Amud Beis, 24b. It seems to focus on the interplay of communal aesthetics and the rights of property holders. So we have certain desires for the sake of the city in terms of the airspace around the city, the land use around the city, that may limit what property holders are able to do. Part of the discussion is also going to involve whether we are concerned about community aesthetics at all outside of Israel. Do we care? Is there a matter of harm to the community when you violate standards of beauty? Are there values of environmentalism in preserving land outside of Eretz Yisrael? Is there some other agenda which promotes beautifying Chutz La'aretz? There's an awful lot that we're gonna talk about. Emir Tashem, this will be a two-part shiur. All sorts of tangents that can come from it, depending on how much we get done today. Next week, maybe we'll talk about eminent domain, the right of the community to co-opt somebody's property. Communal spending on cultural enhancements, is that something that we have as a value? So we'll see. We'll see where we go. It all depends on just, the pace of going through the Gemara. So we start out with the Mishnah on Chavdalat Amud Beis about the tree-free zone outside of a city. So take a look at source Aleph, please. It's our Mishnah. Marchikin es ha'ilan min ha'ir esim v'chamesh amo. You distance trees 25 amos from the city. Uvacharu v'vashikma chamishim amo. However, if you're dealing with carob and sycamore trees, then it's 50 amos. Not going to be discussing really the differences between them, except as comes up directly in the text. Abashal omer kol ilan srak chamishim. And Abashal comes out of nowhere and he says, if it's not a fruit tree, it's 50 amos. Chamishim amo. I see that I did a line break in an odd place there on the sheet. I'll have to correct that at some point, but it's chamishim amos. 50 amos, he says, for all non-fruit trees. We're going to talk a little bit more shortly about why Abishol says what he says, but that is the resha. Tanakama, regular trees, 25 amos, charu v'shikma, 50, and Abishol says all non-fruit trees are 50 amos. So who exactly do we follow in this resha of the Mishnah? Who should we be following between the Tanakhama and Abba Shaul? Well, the Tosas Yom Tov in source Beis says, I think we should be following the Tanakhama, and yet the Rambam follows Abba Shaul. He says in source Beis, Abba Shaul Omer, Kasava Rambam beperusho, the halacha kamoso. The Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayo says, the halacha follows Abba Shaul. Velo yadana taima. And he says, why? Why would you follow Abba Shaul against the Tanakhama? What is it about Abba Shaul that we should be following him? That's question number one. And also, ubechibura, weish perakyud mehilchos shcheinim, in hilchos shcheinim perakyud, and I'm going to bring it in source Gimel, lo hetik divrei Abba Shaul klal. He doesn't bring Abba Shaul's approach at all. So what's he doing in his parish of Mishnayas? If you take a look at source Gimel, marchikin esailan min ha'ir chafayama, ubecharu v'shikma chamishim ama mipnei noyei ha'ir. He says 25 amos for trees in general, 50 amos for charu v'shikma. That's straight Tanakhama. No Abba Shaul at all. That's what's bothering the Tosas Yom Tov, and he does not have an answer. The Chasam Sofer tackles this, and he offers two approaches. And I'm going into this question First of all, because I really like the Chasam Sofer's first approach, I think it's fun. And second, because his second approach is going to foreshadow a discussion about why we are distancing from the city. Is this about beauty? Is this about Nezek? Are those two things different? So that's another reason to go into this conversation, even though at the end we're going to blow up the whole thing. So take a look at Source Dalet. Chasam Sofer, Abashol, Omer, Kol Ilan, Sraknun, Amma, my time alone, my Chiburo. The Tosas Yom Tov says, I don't understand why the Rambam didn't bring this in Mishneh Torah. V'lachor l'fimah shekasav nimukei Yosef. Here's Chasam Sofer approach number one. He quotes to the nimukei Yosef, who says, "Dechol hani hilchas al mashicha ninu." All of this whole business of the space outside of a town, is for the time of Mashiach. Tebizman hazeh leka shum nafkusa. Today there is no nafkamina. Afilu benoy Eretz Yisrael, even regarding beautifying Eretz Yisrael, has no relevance right now. And that's why the Rambam isn't bringing it in Mishneh Torah. V'chein mashma k'tzas, Pirush Rashi in Beitza, Deman hazeh leka nafkusa, da'asim Mashiach b'mehera b'yameinu, amen. So he says, to which anybody who's ever learned Mishneh Torah says, have you met the Rambam? Since when does the Rambam not include Hilchos Ala Mashiach? Like, you can make the Yada Chazaka, you know, I don't know what you'd call it, as HaChazaka or the HaChazaka or something, because it wouldn't be a Yad anymore if you took out all the sections that are Hilchos Ala Mashiach. What are you even talking about? He says, Unehida HaRambam B'chiburo Maisi Nami Hilchos Ala Mashiach. The Rambam does do that in the Mishneh Torah. Which is why he brings the halachos in our sugya. Mikomakom, hada ilane srak einenu b'mitzius. He says, but ilane srak won't be. Non-fruit trees will not be a thing in the future. K'di'isa b'sifra, maisile rashi, reish parashas b'chukosai. This would have been on the parasha had we finished Rov HaKarov earlier, where he says, on the pasukim b'chukosai, ve'etz hasadeh yitain piryo. So he says the trees are going to give fruit. In the future, there will be no non-fruit trees. I really like that. I really wanted to bring it just for the sake of that. The problem, of course, is that we know the Rambam in his Hakdama Rechelek says that whole discussion, all those agaditas about the world changing and Teva changing in the future, are not necessarily referring to the Zman of Mashiach or to be taken literally. So I don't know that the Rambam would agree with the Chasam Sofer's explanation of the Rambam. But that's an interesting question. Daniel. Well, yes and no. The reason I hedge, Daniel points out that the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, I think it's Yud Beis Beis, somewhere around there, it's in Yud Beis, says that the only difference between this world and the next is Shibud Malchios. But I think he also says in his Hakdama Rechelek that maybe some of the changes in terms of making it easier to learn Torah might come to pass. I don't remember. I have to go back and really look at it. The Chasam Sofer knew what the Rambam said. You know, so I don't know. But anyway, that's his first answer. His second answer to it is a little more dry. And that's the second half of Source Dalet. Omnam beguf my time of pasuk beperush Mishnayos ka'Abashol, in terms of why he would have followed Abashol in the perush Mishnayos, hayonir lefiani is daiti lefi mashreisi bechadushay haramban zal shekasav dehavasalka daita chamina the time of demastisim mishum hazeka debnei ha'ir. The Ramban on the beginning of the Gemara. Right? When the Gemara launches into its discussion of the Mishnah, the first thing the Gemara is going to do is it's going to give us Ula saying that the reason for distancing trees from the city is no Yehair, the beauty of the city. And on that, Ramban explains, my Havamina, my initial thought was it was Nezek. You're harming the city. Lule damar Ula shurak mishum noi. Until Ula comes along and says it's noi, which again, going back to my preface to the Shir, says that noi and Nezek are two different things. But we'll have to come back to that. But he says, "Ve'im kein al korchach bizman she Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael mayri." So the Ramban says, and we're going to have to deal with this. But Ramban says, if your concern is noy and not nezek, it only applies when Israel is in Jewish hands. De'bechutz la'aretz tinvol v'tinvol. If you're talking about outside Eretz Yisrael, so let it be ugly and disgusting. I don't care. My only concern is in Eretz Yisrael. So says Ramban. Which is why they have the whole discussion about Migrash and Sadeh, because Ramban assumes that the law of Migrash, which we're going to come back to, is an Israel-specific law. That's the position of the Ramban. So he says, Hadipshita la'ula the time of mishum noi velo mishum hezeki. He says the Rambam's position here, and the reason why the Rambam is taking Abba Shaul, is because that which is obvious to Ula, that the issue is noi and not nezek. Mishum desvira lei de tanakama v'abba shol lo b'mitzius pligi ela bedina. This is the part that I bolded. He says, the Rambam believes that the debate between the Tanakama and Abba Shaul is not a debate about mitzius. What is necessary for the sake of the beauty of the city? 25 amos, 50 amos, this kind of tree, that kind of tree. That's not their machlokas. Their machlokas is a halachic machlokas. Tanakama lo chayish ela lehezeka. The Tanakama thinks the issue is nezek, specifically. The Archafei Amos Ikap Seda Vesulo, Baby Lane Sark, Baby Lane Machal. The Tanakhama is saying it's 25 Amos and then there is no more harm. Why? Because what is harm according to the Tanakhama? The Adkan Marbinan Hevel Umazik and Avira. Because there is damage to the atmosphere through the Hevel produced by the trees, whether Hevel is heat or moisture or who knows what. But that is your Nezek. Ach, Abba Shaul chayish nami lenivul. And Abba Shaul is disagreeing and saying, no, we're concerned about it being a place no one wants to live. Uboi noi shetis yafa ha'ir. You want the city to look nice. Alkein ka'amar bilan srak chamishim. So therefore he said, non-fruit trees, 50 amos. But Tanakama nami moda di ikignai bahach yal delo chayish lahachi. And the Tanakama is saying, yeah, you're right, they're ugly. However, I don't care about whether it's ugly. I only care about nezek. Ulefize, and according to this, Ula v'chula shakla v'tarya libad Abba Shaul. The entire sugya is following Abba Shaul's approach, saying that the issue is noi ha'ir, like Abba Shaul, and that's why the Rambam followed Abba Shaul in the Perish HaMishnayos. That's his argument for why the Rambam follows Abba Shaul in the Perish HaMishnayos. However, he says, by the time the Rambam gets around to Hilchos Shchenim, he's changed his mind. And he's decided that the Tanakama agrees that the issue is noi. And since the Tanakama agrees that the issue is noi, not nezek, therefore, look at the end of the Chasim Sofer, v'akein chazer bo b'chiburo, pasak harabban and Abba Shaul. Therefore, he went back and he paskin like the Tanakama. That's his second approach. And you can see why I'm bringing that, because again, this critical question of what's our issue, is our issue nezek, or is there issue noi, is fundamental to it. However, now we get to blow the whole thing up. Because I looked up, hang on one second, in source Hay, the Perish HaMishnayos is an older version of it in the Judeo-Arabic on Otzar Chachma. And you can see the key word I bolded for you, if you're not up on your Judeo-Arabic. V'zu kulhem mishum noye ha'ir v'les al halacha ke'Abba Shaul. He didn't follow Abba Shaul. If you look in the Perish HaMishnayos, and by the way, if you look on the Bar Ilan version also, you will find the same thing. The Bar Ilan is using the Kapach edition of the Perish HaMishnayos, and he says, Ein halacha ke'Abba Shaul, and therefore the whole question of the Tosfos Yom Tov doesn't exist. I don't know if anybody here, when they did their Hachana, actually looked at the Perish HaMishnayos and says, I don't know why Tochino is wasting my time with his Tosfos Yom Tov, but it's not a waste of your time. We do follow, as a matter of halacha, the Tanakama. It's 25 amos for trees other than Charuv v'Shikma. Yes, Ivan.
Just as a quick question, if we say that, for example, Tanakama, it's the nezek. What's the rationale behind the fact that if the ilan kadam, then the city or the owner of the city needs to pay for that? If the ilan is damaging the city, why do I need to pay in order to stop this damage? Is that the damage? If that's annoying, that's beauty for the city.
Right. So that's going to be the Gemara. So that we'll have to get to in the Gemara. Your question is the Gemara's question.
In a sense.
Idan's question, I don't know if people can hear him, he's sitting right here, right beside me. His question is, if the issue really is nezek, if the issue is harm, then it's hezeket the rabim, you're harming the community, and why should there be any obligation to pay the guy at all, even if the tree was there first? So we will discuss this when we get to the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's in my notes to discuss okay. There, so I'm going to say we'll discuss it there. If I don't, then call me on it, but that's my expectation. Okay, going back to our Mishnah in Source Aleph, the second line in the Mishnah, the Sefer talks about what Idan was anticipating. Im ha'ir kadma kotzeitz veinu nosin damim. If the city was there before the tree was there, so cut the tree down, and the owner of the tree is out of luck, because there was a city here, you shouldn't have put your tree there. Vim ilan kadam, if there first, kotzeitz veinu nosin damim, then we'll cut down the tree, and we'll pay the owner for the tree. Sub-exec kadam, sub-exec kadam, you don't know which one was first. So kot se tveinu no se damim. So you cut the tree down, you do not have to pay anything, and that's logical. Amotzi mechaver olav harai, as the Gemara is going to say. If he wants to get paid, he's going to have to prove that the tree was there first. So the Gemara is going to focus on two questions. Question number one, why are we distancing trees from cities? Like, what's our reason for doing so? And what's the difference between where the tree is near a pit and where the tree is near a city? Because we handle them differently in halacha. We've already seen tree and pit, although technically it's only going to show up really in the Iker Sugya on Chaf Hei Amud Beis. So we've seen it, but we're going to see it again. The argument that won't die. But the point is that we resolve tree versus pit differently than we resolve tree versus city. So we're going to need to talk about that at some point. And as we'll see, those two discussions of why are we distancing the tree from the city, and the issue of tree versus pit and tree versus city, the results of those two discussions may agree with each other in terms of their perspective on what's going on, and that's the standard read, or Pilchasim Sofer, they're going to disagree with each other. In other words, Ula is going to be the main speaker in the beginning of our Gemara, Rav Kahana is going to be the main speaker in the second discussion. The normal way to read the sugya is that Ula and Rav Kahana are on the same page. Chasim Sofer is going to disagree and say, no, Rav Kahana is rewriting the sugya altogether. We're not going to get to that today, but that's coming down the pike. One question I wanted to address before we go into the Gemara. You had a question, a comment? Okay. So one question I did want to address here, and you've read the Mishnah, you've hopefully seen the Gemara as well. Who is cutting down the tree? Who actually is cutting down the tree?
Is that someone, B'nai HaKehila, someone?
Interesting. So Rav Chaim says the city. Rav Jared seems to say the city.
Yeah, I thought we saw someone who said that, explicitly.
Yeah, because of the listing of the Mishnah. Kotzetz ve'noten damin. It's the same person that does the two. So noten damin would not be the owner of the tree.
So the Gemara seems to say fairly clearly that it's the tree owner who is cutting it. The Gemara seems to say it beferish. If you jump in the sources to where I get into the Gemara itself. When we talk about the concern of delay and them not getting around to doing it, I think it's Lamed Dalet. There it is. It's in Lamed Dalet, the end of Lamed Dalet. They're talking about a statement that Rav Kahana makes. Rav Kahana is going to make a statement that when partners own a pot, right, it's never hot, it's never cold, right? They're irresponsible. Each one expects the other one to take care of it. So there, the last line in Lamed Dalet, we said in the Mishnah, Em ha'ilan kadam, if the tree was there before the city, kotzeitz v'nosein damim. So cut it and pay. V'leima lahu, why doesn't the farmer say to them, havu li bereisha, pay me first, havu li bereisha dami, give me the money first, v'hadar eikotz, and then I will cut it. Right? It seems very clear to me that as I read the Gemara, that's what's going on. It's the tree owner who's cutting it, and Rashi is going to say that the tree owner cuts it in his discussion. He's very clear about it. If you take a look at Rashi in Lamed Hey, I think that's the Rashi that I wanted about this, where he says Lochamima v'lo Karira Shezeh Somech Al Zeh, each one depends on the other. Akan, the same case here. Demei ha'ilan meyidnim. Who's going to pay? In baslatilam al bnei ha'ir. If you put it on the city, kol echad omer mi many lo yatchilu v'nimtza ha'ilan omeid. Actually, no. This Rashi doesn't say it explicitly.
To support that, the reason why you don't pay the guy and then want to do it on himself, because if you had to try and get the money to try and pay him to tell him to do it himself.
No, it's not this Rashi. It's a different Rashi where he says the tree owner is just going to say, well, no one's paying me, so I'm just going to let things go and my tree will be fine. However... The B'nai Yir are paying.
That's right, the problem with the list of the Mishnah. Yes. But it's a little bit problematic with the list of the Mishnah.
So, I hear you. I hear you. But even better, is the Rambam. Go back to the Rambam in Source Gimel, the second part of that Rambam, after the dimensions of the area around the city. He says, V'chol ilan emtza karav le'ir pachos mizeh kotzitzin oso. Right? That's the Rambam language. So he says the city is the one that's cutting it. So we'll eventually see, probably next week, the Chasam Sofer is going to build an idea around this word kotzitzin and taking it as a given that it's the city that's actually cutting down the tree. And we'll even see a third view in Tosfos who's going to say anybody can cut it. So not Dafka the farmer, not Dafka the city, but anybody.
I assume that anybody is the city because it's not easy for all the cities to come together and hold the axe together one by one.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Anybody, if they want to.
So we'll see. We have to get to the Tosfos. It's a good question, which is not there.
Rambam on the Mishnah itself, when again, Ukshikot means the owner of the tree, Yomrulo. So again, there is another contradiction within the Rambam itself. There he says in plural, here he says again in singular. In the Perusha Mishnayos. So Sheyakut Yomrulo.
Yeah.
You're looking at the original Judeo Arabic?
No, I'm looking at whatever that is.
No, the Judeo-Arabic I brought here didn't include that line. It just said, although it does say Kotzeit singular, it's true.
Yeah.
It says Kotzeit singular. I mean, if anybody wants to look ahead at the Tosfos, you can see the Tosfos on the sheet in Source Lamed Vav. But I'm not going there right now. It'll fit into the discussion later on. Okay, so that's our Mishnah. Okay, we know that there is a debate regarding how much space you clear outside the city. As the Chasam Sofer reads it, The Rambam's Havamina is that there's a machlokas Tanakama Abashol about whether this is Nezek or Noi, and the Gemara is resolving that it is in fact Noi. That's the Chasam Sofer's read of the Rambam's Havamina. We're going to end up saying this is fundamentally a Noi issue. So before we launch into the Gemara, we need to know what a Migrash is. So a Migrash will be defined as an open area where nothing is cultivated, but animals just graze there. The Yad Rama says that based on the Torah's Psukim, which if you take a look at the Yad Rama in Source Vav, Umigrash is a mir ehula behemo se'ir. It's a place for the animals to graze, v'lirichu sham, and for their property, k'dechsev, umigrashayhem yula behem tam, v'lirichu sham. Right? It's not novel for him to say that. The Pasuk says it. It's for the animals, it's for the rechushu l'chochaya sam, and for all of their animals. The Torah presents a law requiring Migrash in the context of specifically the cities of the Levium. It shows up twice. Once in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, once in the end of Sefer Vayikra. Take a look at source Zion Parshas Maaseh. Umigrashei ha'arim asher titnu la'Levium. The Migrashim of the cities that you give the Levium. Mikir ha'ir v'chutza, elef amos saviv, 1,000 amos outside the city. And then you shall measure to the east 2,000 amos. Oops, I know you said it was 1,000, but now I have a pasuk saying 2,000. Then it's 2,000 this way and 2,000 that way. And it concludes, these will be the migrashim. So the Mishnah in Sota explains what we do about the 1,000 and the 2,000. I brought it for you in Source Ches. We have Rabbi Akiva saying, wait a minute, it says 2,000 and it says 1,000. I don't know why he brings the Alpayim Pasuk first, by the way. You notice that? His Sukkim are out of order. Why did he bring Alpayim first and then Aleph? It's very strange to me. I don't know the answer. It could be there's an alternate edition of the Mishnah somewhere that's the other way. I don't know. But he's quoting me from Bamidbar Lamed Hey, and he brings, and he says, Chekvar, I don't understand. Anyway, HaKeitzad, how does it work? Elef Amma Migrash, Valpayim Amma Tchum Shabbos. The 1,000 Amma measure is the Migrash. The 2,000 Amma is the Tchum Shabbos discussion, taking the view, obviously, that Tchumen would be De'oraisa, and that Tchumen would be Alpayim Amma De'oraisa, which neither of which is at all clear. But that's what it seems to be from this Mishnah in Sota and Rabbi Akiva's position. Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Elef Amma Migrash, Alpayim Amma, Sados Ukramim. He says, no, the first 1,000 Amos is empty, and then the 2,000 Amos it's an added 1,000 Amos.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not 1,000 plus 2,000. It's an 1,000 of this, and then to the 2,000 mark, fields and vineyards.
There's 1,000 amos migrash.
Yeah.
And now from now you have 2,000 of the
Salukah. That's machlokes.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. You are correct. It's 1,000 plus 2,000.
Yeah.
You are right. It's 1,000 plus 2,000. No, you are correct. Okay. So, yeah. That's one set of psukim. The other pasuk that you get is in Parshas Bahar, because everything is in Parshas Bahar. In Source Test, it really is everything. There's a great podcast about that. The Usadei Migrash Arehem Lo Yimacher. This is in the context of talking about how you redeem fields and what happens if you dedicated it, what happens to it in Yovel, and all of this discussion. The literal read of the pasuk is that the field of the Migrash, of the cities of the Levim, lo yimacher, shall not be sold, meaning shall not be sold permanently, ki achuzas olam hulahem, because it is theirs. It does not get sold permanently, it is always going to come back to them. However, this is really difficult, because as we understand the word Migrash, it is not a sadeh. Sadeh is a cultivated area. So that doesn't fit. You could say the word sadeh is not necessarily cultivated. That could be your answer. Sadeh is a broader term. We had this discussion when we did Shvius. We talked about sadeh and eretz, and does it apply in a greenhouse situation, and all sorts of things like that. But the Medrash goes in a different direction. If you take a look at source Yud, it's the Sifra. Minayin shein osin sadeh migrash v'lo migrash sadeh, lo migrash ir v'lo ir migrash. How do you know that you're not allowed to convert the migrash into field, or vice versa? Tamalomar usadei migrash arehem, because it says the sadeh of the migrash of their fields. What does that mean? The answer is what they're trying to say, and this is brought in Erech Lama Gimel Amid Beis as well. Lo yimacher means it shall not be changed. Sadeh shall not become migrash. Migrash shall not become sadeh. I wondered if that's because we're taking lo yimacher like nochri and to be changed from what it is, or whether it's just yimacher, selling is transferring. I don't know. I haven't seen anybody who explained. I didn't look to see, you know, whether anybody built on it. But in any case, the point is, you may not convert one into the other, and those are the two places where the Torah teaches us about Migrash. Number one, it gives us the dimensions, and number two, it tells us that space cannot be violated. Why do I want an uncultivated Migrash? What's the goal of the uncultivated Migrash? So we generally assume that it's about Noi, right? That's the usual assumption, and that's what it sounds like in our sugya, honestly, that it's about Noi. It's the beauty of the city to have an uncultivated, wild space outside of the city, and that is the position taken by Rashi in Erchin. If you take a look at Source Yid Aleph, that's the Mishnah in Erchin, which says, no converting Sadeh to Migrash or Migrash to Sadeh. And then if you look at Source Yid Beis, Rashi says, Sadeh Migrash, Migrash Havi Elef Amas Saviv La'ir, Migrash Panoi Miklum, there's nothing there, Vein Bo Bayis, there is no house, Vein Zoranosa, you don't cultivate, Ella, Noi Hu La'ir. That's what it is. It's just meant to beautify the city, and the reason not to make it larger, if it's really beautiful to have 1,000 amos, let's have 2,000 amos. Why wouldn't I want more of that? The problem is, because then you are going to damage Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You'll damage the settlement of Israel, because we need to grow things. We need agriculture. So Rashi continues, I brought it for you also in Yud Beis, the rule is Ein Osin Sadeh Migrash, you may not convert a Sadeh into a Migrash, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because of the settlement of Israel. Hainu Churban Shemayit Es Hazriya, you are reducing agricultural space. And you may not make the migrash into a sadeh, because you ruin the beauty of the city. So it's an interplay of noi versus yishuv. That's one approach. However, you already saw a different view. Right? You already saw a different view. Go back to the Yad Ramah. The first source I brought in the Migrash section in Source Vav, he says, this is important as a grazing thing. It is necessary practically for your city. It's an issue of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to make sure you will have a Migrash. And that's the position of the Mishnah LeMelech as well. The Mishnah LeMelech on Shemitah V'Yovel Yud Gimel. Hey, I brought it for you in Source Yud Dalet. Vida, you should know, he says. So you remember the famous first parak in Kalim, where it gives you the 10 gradations of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. This doesn't make it onto the list. Why not? Hu mishum shedinza eino mishum kedusha. Ela mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael. Not noi yishuv. V'hasam lo tani ela dvarim shem mishum kedusha. That list is a list about kedusha. It's not a list about yishuv. And he goes on to say, Klolo shel davar, the Rabbi Eliezer lo chayish lenoi b'sha'aretz Yisrael. This is talking about Rabbi Eliezer's position about what you are allowed to alter to what. You know, I'm not going to go into it right now, only noting his use of noi and yishuv. I don't want to get into Rabbi Eliezer right now. I don't think it'll be so helpful. But the we have two different positions. Honestly, I do have one problem, which is that there's a Chasim Sofer, which I brought you in Source Tezvav, who thinks that the Mishnah LeMelech believes the issue is noi. If you look at Tezvav, I Mishnah LeMelech, Shmita V'Yovel, Dehik Shakama Kushios Apirish Rashi, which we have to come back to, but not right now. V'nirali Desvira Leila Hanal, I think the Mishnah LeMelech believes, De La Rabbanan Migzeres HaKasuv B'chol Eretz Yisrael Lo Yishuneh V'lo Mishum Noi. Actually, no, that does it. He's V'lo Mishum. I don't know. I stated it the wrong way. No, this could be right. The Chasim Sofer could fit.
Yeah.
The Chasim Sofer could fit. I'm wrong. The Chasim Sofer is good with this. Idan, you're
going to say? I'm just saying, the Hava Amin of the Gemara, when we say,
doesn't
make sense when we don't say it's not for Noi. Because what Ula learned is, Mishum Noi Yair. And the Hava Amin of the Gemara says, is like, oh, you can learn it from Sadeh Migas Sadeh. Which means that this also talks about Noi. I mean, the Gemara itself already...
I'm not understanding.
I'm saying that the fact that when Ula says that we learn, why do we do that? Mishum noye ha'il.
Yes.
And the Gemara challenges that we can learn it from the fact that enotin sadeh migrash velo migrash sadeh.
Yeah.
That means that the Gemara, the basic assumption of the Gemara is sadeh migrash velo migrash sadeh is because of noi. Because they want to learn the same thing as Ula. But they want to learn it from here.
Yeah.
That means it's noi. So all the other opinions that are not like Rashi, doesn't really make.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to fit it into the Gemara.
Already chose what's for her is the reason for that.
Yes, no, I agree. It's hard to understand the view that this is a practical benefit.
Yeah,
the
kushia or whatever the challenging in the Gemara doesn't make sense.
Right. No, I agree with you. Just repeating because someone just joined on the Zoom. The tendency when you read this Gemara is to say, of course, this is about beauty. And it's hard to sustain the Yishuv point. At the same time, you can't ignore the Yad Rahman, the Mishnah LeMelech.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they are clearly not taking the Noi view. Reb Chaim.
Are we going to get to the Yerushalmi?
I hope so.
Okay.
It's on the source sheet.
Okay. So I do see on the source sheet, but it's not there's an article on urban planning and like the purpose of it.
Yeah.
It's by Baruch Yashar, edited by Rav.
I told you I wasn't interested in this article.
So he quoted the Gra on Mishle, explained that the purpose of having the gap outside is also to have a place for markets.
Mm.
So it's not just.
Are you sure he's talking about Migrash? The Gra is talking about Migrash, not Baruch Yashar.
He's referring to the next to the Shire year outside of it, you're supposed to have a place for.
Yeah, but how do you know that he's referring to Migrash? The fact that they have markets by the city gate does not. Do me a favor, can you find the Gra on Mishle while we're doing this? Because I'd like to see it from the Gra, not from.
There's also a quote there from Rebbe Mecklenburg to talk a couple of saying something.
But also, does he say it regarding Migrash? That's my question.
So Saba Kabbalah, yes.
Saba Kabbalah is on the Psukim in Bahar or in Maaseh?
Yes. And is that,
interesting. Do me a favor, send me that. I'll. Okay, I'd like to see it. Okay. So now we've said. In our, again, I'm not going back over the Mishnah, but going over the Migrash point, is that we have Sukkim that say you have a Migrash area outside, it is 1,000 amos, it is not to be cultivated, and the primary view is that it's for the beauty of the city, this is considered beautiful. Parenthetically, can that change over time? Is that a subjective thing? With this other view that it may also be practical, it's a matter of your animals grazing, and honestly, going back to Idan's point about the flow of the Gemara clearly being on the side of Noi, you can't get around the Pasuk the Yad Rama quoted. Right? He said it. It's very practical. It's not about the animals appreciating the beauty of the sunset because they have 1,000 amos where they're uninterrupted by people's corn. Right? I mean, the Pasuk sounds like it's practical. Okay. which cities are subject to the rules of Migrash? Well, we already noted that the Psukim are about the Arei Leviim, right? They're about Levi cities. However, there's a Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah and Erchin about other cities. If you take a look at Source Test, Zayin, that is our Migrash Mishnah. We already noted the beginning of it, where we say you don't convert Sada into Migrash, Migrash into Sada, fine. Rabbi Elazar says, Amar Abelazar, Bamed Devarim Amurim, when is this true, that the Migrash space is inviolate, you are not allowed to change it? Ba'arei HaLeviim, specifically Arei Leviim, Aval Ba'arei Yisrael, but everybody else's cities, Osin Sada Migrash. Now, I'm going to go with the addition that we have in the Mishnah, noting that there is the alternative edition with the low. The edition that our Gemara is going to go with on this, when it quotes the Mishnah, is the edition that does not have the word low. So, Osin Sada Migrash, Migrash Sada. You can convert Sada into Migrash, Migrash into Sada by Arei Yisrael, Migrash into city, not city into Migrash, Shalo Yachrivu es Arei Yisrael, because we don't want you to ruin cities by leaving them as open green space. We're not apparently into that. If it's urban development, it's urban development. We're not interested in rezoning it for green space. So says the Mishnah. So the Tanna Kamma says the rule of Migrash is going to apply apparently to all cities, presumably all cities in Israel. That's my stam assumption because it's a Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah is Eretz Yisrael. That would have been my assumption, even though we will see a dissenting view. The question you have to ask for the Tanna Kamma is, if it's all cities, whether in Israel or beyond, then why does the Torah say it for Arei Leviim? Right? Like, why did you do that? Two answers. One answer comes from the Menchas Chinuch. If you take a look at Source Yud Zayin, he says, Vanirasham de ba'arei ha'leviim hu lav batorah. He says, regarding the Arei Leviim, that's the de'oraisa. That's what the Torah is talking about. Ava ba'arei Yisrael, l'das tanakama, eino lav, kilo matzina bazel lav batorah. He says, the Torah never said anything about Israeli cities other than Arei Leviim. The Rakumi the Rabbanan, Mishum Churban Eretz Yisrael, Omipnei Noi, whichever reason you want to give, whether it's a practical thing or whether it's a Noi thing, that's a Takana de Rabbanan, according to the Menchas Chinuch. That's a really simple answer. But the Chasam Sofer doesn't like simple answers, right? We already saw that with the Tosfos Yom Tov. I assure you, the Chasam Sofer had a parish of Mishnayot. I don't know why he had to go through those two other approaches. But the Chasam Sofer here says, and I brought it for you in Sorei Yud Ches, that the Mishnah Lamelech believes that it's actually De'oraisa for non-Arei Leviim as well. So what's going on? He says the answer is because the rule of requiring a Migrash is and not changing a Migrash is obvious if you're talking about non-Levi cities. The Chiddush is for Levi cities. If you go through the Gemara in Erech and Lama Gimel Lama Beis, then you already know this. Levi cities do not have walls. The cities do not live in the cities. The Leviim do not live in cities with walls. So if you take a look at the Chasam Sofer, he says, V'hine yesh lomar, hadach siv krabah Arei Leviim shalei shuneh l'rabusa. The fact that it is written regarding Arei Leviim that you don't change the Migrash, that is to teach me something new. Lo mi bay Arei Yisrael delo yeshuneh mishum dekpida tara bedineh l'chalik ben sados l'arei chatzirim ben arei chomai. He says, we have all these rules when you're dealing with walled cities in Israel about what you can redeem and how long you can redeem it and what happens to it depending on whether it's a walled city, whether it's a field. If you were allowed to alter city to Migrash to Sadeh, then what would happen? You would just, all you have to do is just rezone your areas and then you can buy it and sell it and redeem it whenever you want. Obviously, the Torah cares that you not deviate, you not change it. But if you're dealing with Levi cities, they can always redeem them. And there is no difference between Levi cities and Levi fields. I would have thought you could change the Migrash. So it's telling me about the Arei Leviim, and I certainly know it for Arei Yisrael. That's the Chasam Sofer coming up with a more complicated answer. The answer is, it's written for the Arei Leviim either because that's the only one that's De'oraisa, or because that's the chiddush. Clear? It's a nice Torah Torah. Next time you hit Parshas Bahar, the good Torah Torah Parsha article. The sorry. So the Tanakhama says all cities are subject to the laws of Migrash. Rabbi Eliezer says only the Arei Leviim are subject to the laws of Migrash and not altering the Migrash. And again, I'm not going into the question of whether the word lo belongs in Rabbi Eliezer or not. Yeah.
I would just say again that if according to the Havamah Gemara, it's for everyone. If it was only for Leviim, the Gemara could not bring the people to it.
So that's something we're getting to. Yeah. We're getting to that. It's correct. It's just, we're not there yet. So what about unwalled cities, though? Meaning unwalled cities that are not Levi cities. What's their status? So it's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi says it's only for walled cities. It's a gemara in Shavuos, daf tezayin amud aleph, in source yud tes, which says, kol shetale biyadcha masaras miabosecha shemukepas chomei mimos Yoshua benun. Anytime you have a tradition that a city had a wall from the times of Yoshua, kol mitzvos elu nagos, but all of, quote, these mitzvos will apply because the Kedusha Rishona remains. What are these mitzvos? Zakt Rashi, source chaf. Kol mitzvos elu, mitzvos batei arechoma. Okay, houses in walled cities and the laws of their sales and redemptions. Vishiluach mitzoraim, sending the mitzora out of the city. Vishain osim migrishayen sadeh, and that you don't make the migrash into a sadeh. No altering. So Rashi says, if you have a tradition that it had a wall from the time of Yoshua, then the law of migrash, don't change the migrash, is going to apply. But apparently, it's only walled cities. Whereas the Mishnah, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam seems to say no. The Rambam is, I didn't bring it on the sheet. Huh. Okay. The Rambam in Shmita V'Yovel Yud Gimel Hey. That's very strange. I brought you the Mishnah L'Melech. Why did I bring the Mishnah L'Melech and not that? I don't know. Okay, but the Rambam in Shmita V'Yovel Yud Gimel Dalet Hey. Oh, you know what? I was relying on what I wrote earlier in source Yud Gimel. That's why. When the Rambam brings this halacha, he says, "Mipiyash mu'alamdu shezeh shenemar lo yimacher equals lo yishuneh." Right? We say that lo yimacher means don't change it. Ela hasadeh v'amigrash me'ir kol echem mishlashtan k'mo she'yoshu la'olam. Each one, field, migrash, city, has to remain as it is forever. V'chein b'shar arei Yisrael. So too in all arei Yisrael, and he doesn't make any distinction about whether it has a wall or not. That was what I was drawing on in the Rambam. The Rambam that I have in Yud Gimel, correct. So the Achronim tend to side with the Rambam. The Mishnah LeMelech sides with the Rambam. He challenges Rashi, and he challenges Rashi with what Idan was asking. The Mishnah LeMelech is in source Chaf Aleph. He says, Vida, you should know. On our Mishnah, which says, distance the tree from the city 25 amos, parech b'gemara, the Gemara is going to ask, v'tepuk leidein osin sadeh migrash. I don't understand. And this is why we're, you know, spending time on understanding what a migrash is. If the migrash rule is 1,000 amos, then who cares about your 25 amos? Just say, it's 1,000 amos, and I don't care if it's a charav or shikmar or an ilan sirak or an ilan pear. It doesn't make a difference. You don't put trees in the migrash. So he says, v'im kedivrei Rashi didin ze'inu noikim abatei arechoma, as Idan asked. If you're going to tell me that it's because migrash only applies to a walled city, then my parech, why did the Gemara ask a question of why didn't you bring me migrash? The answer is, ema demasnis and iri b'shar arei yisot, lav arechoma ninhu. The answer would be, it's talking about other kinds of cities. When it gives you the 25 amos, it's talking about cities without walls. Now, he then says, well, if that's true, you could also ask the follow-up logical question, which is, say that our mission is talking about cities outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'chi tema l'rabbeinu nami tikshi. You could challenge the Rambam also. De'ema de'masnis and ayri b'chutz la'aretz. Let's say our mission is talking about outside of Israel. Ha'lesa. He says, that can't be. Why? Because he's a student of the Ramban school. He says, "Devade masnisin lo ayri kim beretz Yisrael." It has to be Israel. The hamishum noyhu time of the masnisin, because our Mishnah's point is beauty. And again, who cares about beauty outside of Eretz Yisrael? It's only Rashi says it's going to have a difficulty. It will be difficult for Rashi. Why didn't you just say our Mishnah is talking about unwalled cities? Is everyone clear on what we're saying here? I feel like I may have gotten you to a little too far afield.
Say one more time?
Yeah. Rashi takes the view that the law of Migrash only applies for walled cities. In the Gemara, we're going to ask, why did our Mishnah bother talking about 25 Amma and 50 Amma limits if there's a law of Migrash outside the city? Right? It's 1,000 Amos outside the city. You could have just said, our Mishnah is talking about unwalled cities. If it's talking about unwalled cities, then there is no law of Migrash. Why didn't you just say that in the Gemara? So he says that seems to support the view that in fact Migrash is by all Israeli cities. Correct. Yeah.
I'll just add, because Rav Jared and I saw it, he brought in the Chizuk Echemet. The Chinuch gives he says it's only for Levine, and he gives a reason, very interesting. He says that because they have Aramiklad in their areas and everything, Kolinei Israel Nesuot, for the Levim, and they need to be in the most perfection of beauty.
Right.
The Levim, because they're most central cities, and he gives really a reason why only Levim, and only the Levim.
They have to look really nice.
We saw that?
Yeah, we saw that in the Chizuk Echemet.
Yeah. Okay. The other part of the Mishnah Lamelech here, he has a second challenge to Rashi, is also going to bring us into Ari Miklat. He says, "V'chein kasha l'Rashi misugi deperek beis demakos alei yud beis." He says, we also have a problem from the sugi in the Gemara and Makos. He doesn't tell you what the sugi in the Gemara and Makos is, because the Mishnah Lamelech assumes he's talking to people who know Shas. But I put it in brackets. What is the Makos yud beis sugya? The yeshdin migrash ba'arim be'ir miklat. The Gemara in Mako says that the law of Migrash applies to an Ir Miklat, as Idan anticipated. But we know that Ir Miklat does not have walls. The Ari Miklat are Ari Leviim, as I heard some people discussing during Seder. Right? The Gemara in Erechin, Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, says Leviim do not have walled cities. So so he says this is also going to be difficult for Rashi. The Gemara there says that Ari Miklat have Migrash. We know Ari Miklat do not have walls. Ergo, unwalled cities have a Migrash. So why is Rashi insisting otherwise? So the truth is the Mishnah Melech has an answer for that question. He says the answer is, and I brought it here in the rest of the line, he says that Rashi will respond that Ari Miklat automatically have Migrash laws because they are Ari Leviim. So in other words, the rule is Ari Leviim plus walled cities will have Migrash. That's the way that Rashi will answer it. Unwalled cities that are not Levi cities do not have it, but a city that has a wall or a Levi city will have it. You could answer his second question. His first question is not so easy, but on the other end, his first question I feel like isn't so strong. Why didn't you say that our Mishnah is just talking about unwalled cities? The Ture Evan goes to town on Rashi. He says, what in the world are you talking about that this rule should only be by walled cities? If you take a look at the Ture Evan, which I brought for you in Source Chav Beis, he says, "Ani tama, I am shocked. Dema inyan ha leir mukaf choma mimas Yoshua ben Nun. Why in the world should the rule of Migrash be tied to whether you had a wall from the time of Yehoshua? Vastamatnan besoperek testa erechin." He says, "Look at the mission in erechin. It just says no converting sada to Migrash, Migrash to sada, Migrash to city to Migrash. Ustama etzel kol yarosh eretz Yisrael kamar. My assumption is that mission is talking about all Israeli cities, nothing about a wall." That's number one. It's just the summary to the Mishnah. Then he says, "Ve'od, d'harei taima shelo lahachrives noy ha'ir." He says the point is beauty of the city. Ulefizek kol ayaroshav and bazeh. Why shouldn't all my cities be beautiful? Only walled cities should be beautiful. Why should that be? It's very funny because actually, if you think about it, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch in Perek Dalet and Bereishis, but again also in Parshas Bahar, in his commentary to the Chumash, likes unwalled cities much more than walled cities. Because he doesn't like having a wall that separates the human being from agriculture. It's very German romanticism, 19th century. He believes that human beings should be close to the earth. He says that's why we say that if you don't buy back your house in the walled city after a year, it's gone. As opposed to in an unwalled one where you're going to be able to get it back, because Hashem wants to establish ongoing family estates on land where you're not divided from the fields. That's from Shimon Rafal Hirsch. So he does it in Bereshis, I think in Perek Daled, because he's talking about Cain and Hevel, and it being better to be a farmer than a shepherd. I think that's also where he discusses it. Yeah. So he's taking the opposite view. Now, as Rashi is saying, we want to beautify the walled city. Whereas his view is no. Why would I want to beautify a walled city? So the Turei Evan says, I don't understand. Why wouldn't I want beauty everywhere? The Ode, he says further, Hadik Sani Seifa, Bamedavarmun, Ba'are Halaviyam, Al Ba'ar Yisrael, Osin Sade Migrash. We have this in the Mishnah, right? The statement of Rabbi Lazar, who says that it's, that you can do it in Ari Yisrael, but Gemara Yalef Lami Kraus, Sade Migrash Arayhem, Lo Yimacher, Ba'ainu Lo Yishuneh. The Gemara there brings the pasuk which we've already noted, that you may not sell, meaning you may not alter the Sade Migrash. Vahaba Ari Aleviyam Mukaf Choy Mos Yeshua Benun Lamishkachas. He says, I don't understand. Ari Aleviyam didn't have walls, as we've already noted. So what's your basis for saying this rule should apply only by walled cities? Like, where did you get the idea from? Since the Torah says it, we came out in the Mishnah Lamelech with this idea that Rashi will say it only applies to Ari Aleviyam and to walled cities. But if your prototype is Ari Aleviyam, then why did you decide that it only applies to walled cities? Where does this come from? So he doesn't like this idea at all. The Achronim tend to side with the Rambam. It applies to all of these cities in Israel. What about outside of Eretz Yisrael? So almost everyone takes it as a given that Migrash is only a rule in Israel, not outside of Israel. However, the Yad Ramah on our Gemara disagrees. And the Yad Ramah says, no, it applies to Jewish cities outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. And this is going to matter a great deal. If you take a look at Source Chav Gimel, the Yad Ramah says, V'shamiinan mehada filu b'chutz laretz nami hachein dina. He says, it applies outside of Israel also. And this is Idan's question squared, right? The question that we asked of if the Gemara is going to be bothered by the Mishnah. Right? The Gemara is going to say, why are you giving me 25 amos? You should give me 1,000 amos because of Migrash. So the Mishnah Lamelech already anticipated this. The Mishnah Lamelech disagreed with the question. He diffused the question, but the Yad Ramah is not going to agree with the Mishnah Lamelech's rebuttal. Take a look at the Yad Ramah. He says, the Isak Kedaitach Tavka Beretz Yisrael B'chutz La'aretz Lo. If you think Migrash is only in Israeli law, my duchte la'okme memre de'ula aliba de'rabi alazir l'chudei lo'okma b'chutz la'aretz v'divrei akol. Why don't I say that the answer is not to say, well, our Mishnah is only following Rabbi Elazar, and that's, the answer that we'll see in the Gemara. No. Your answer should be, our Mishnah is in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have the law of Migrash. Avu Chutz La'aretz Osin, v'hacham Mishum Noya Ha'ir Lo. Why not give the answer that our Mishnah is talking about Chutz La'aretz? He says, unlike the Mishnah Melech, the Mishnah Melech's answer is because I only care about beauty in Eretz Yisrael. The Yad Ramah does not agree with that idea. The Yad Ramah believes we look for beauty everywhere, and the this law of Migrash also applies everywhere. Clear?
So he ties Noye Ha'ir and Migrash Adeh as one.
The opposite. The Yad Ramah's view is that Migrash is not about Noy. That was his point. That's why he said, you should have said on the Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about Chutz La'aretz, and it's a Noy Ha'ir thing. Yeah. That's the point. Migrash and Noy are two different things according to the Yad Ramah.
But both of them apply also out of Israel, or only the Migrash Sadeh?
So the Havamina would have been to read our Mishnah to say that Migrash is only in Israel, and Noy is an issue outside of Eretz Yisrael. Migrash is a practical thing, Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it should only be in Israel, and Noy is something that you do wherever you live.
Even though it's not the same thing, still both of them would be out of Israel.
Correct. Now, just because you can't not ask the question about practicality, how in the world do we do this in Israel today? So I brought you Rechaim Kanievsky in Source Chav Daled throwing up his hands. He says, "Vitzarech iun ma nikra ba'ara Yisrael migrash uma sada." He says, "You have to examine what is called ir sada migrash in Israel today. Uma ve'ulai k'moshaya b'shas Yerushas ha'aretz. Maybe you just go with what it was when they actually entered the land the first time." Vitzarech iun, and he brackets the end with tzarech iun as well, because I don't even know what that sentence means. Go based on what it was when they conquered the land. What does that even mean? You go back to the archaeologists? Like, how do you do anything? What does that even mean? Yeah.
The sense that I've seen, yeah, I'll send you the articles after this year, but somewhere that, and modern answer, that every city is currently in a state of continual construction. So you can never draw the hard line, here is the wall, because the way that cities built nowadays is really fanning. So if you draw the wall here,
right, it's a nice idea. It's a nice idea. Chaim says that he's seen an article that floats the idea that we should just view all Israeli cities as being in a state of flux. They're constantly being built, unlike what the Biden administration might want you to believe. But that would be a way to deal with that. Okay.
We saw Sefer Eitz HaSadeh
open right here.
Okay, that's what I was looking at.
I think we're looking. Yeah,
I didn't open it here, but he talks about this. Actually, I don't know. I have no idea who he is. But he talks about this. How is this done? Halacha lemaisa.
Yitzchak Eliyahu ben Moshe Shatzi. Yeah, that's the name.
Okay. Yeah, so
he talks. He addresses this. No.
He addresses it from the perspective of Noye Yair, not from the Midrash, in the perspective about Noye that. He right. said that, yeah, but whether Noye Yair would be applicable today in Israel, in modern
right.
Israel or not.
Right, and that's going to be part of our discussion. Yeah. Okay, so what we have so far, just to recap in our last few minutes, is, number one, we've established there's a tree-free zone outside the city, 25 amos, 50 amos. In the end, despite the Tosfos Yom Tov's edition of the Rambam, the Rambam actually held, like the Tanakhama, against Abba Shaul, it's 25 amos, unless you're talking about carob and sycamore trees, in which case it is 50 amos. In terms of who is doing the cutting in the event that there is a tree illegally in that zone, from the Gemara, it sure sounds like the farmer is the one doing the cutting, the tree owner is the one doing the cutting. Nonetheless, the Rambam seems to say that the city is doing the cutting, and we're going to have to come back to that question. We're going to have to come back to that issue. We then took a detour to talk Migrash, from its appearance in Parshas Maaseh, its appearance in Parshas Behar. We've decided that is likely a noy thing, likely beauty of the city. However, you do have this alternate view that is brought in the Yad Ramah, that it is there for practical purposes. The Mishnah LeMelech also, it's a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael idea. The Psukim just make it Ari Levim. However, we seem to be expanding it to Ari Yisrael as well, perhaps as a Derabanan according to the Minchas Chinuch. Chasim Sofer believes it's a De'oraisa. We said that it may apply to unwalled cities as well, and that's logical, but Rashi seems to think it's only walled cities. Not seems to think, says it's only walled cities, and the Yad Ramah says it even applies outside of Eretz Yisrael. It isn't only in Israel, it isn't only an Israel thing. Application of this today is very difficult. Why is this whole Migrash concept important for us? Why am we spending so much time on it? Well, first of all, because it's Torah. Second, our Gemara is going to invoke Migrash, and it's good to know what a Migrash is. But also, part of our discussion is going to be about which cities are subject to the rules of Noi. If I accept Rashi's view that Migrash is about Noi, we may argue it's sort of a Ke'en De'oraisa Tikkun type of a thing. When Chazal said, we're going to have a Takana that you should have Noi, they're modeling it on Migrash, and therefore, wherever Migrash applies, Noi will apply, as opposed to the Yad Ramah, who thinks it's about practical benefits. So as a spoiler for where I'm going with this, the Ramban's position is going to be, Migrash is a law in Israel, and Noi is a law in Israel. The Yad Ramah says Migrash is everywhere, and Noi is going to be everywhere. And then you can have a Chasim Sofer reading Rav Kahana to say, Migrash is Noi and only in Eretz Yisrael, trees are about Nezek, and they... So you'll see these different versions of it, but it all comes back to what is Noi and where does Noi apply? I'm sorry, what is Migrash and where does Migrash apply? And that's why the detour about Migrash. So God willing, next week we're going to go through the Gemara principally with the Ramban. Ramban is for sure the main initial read. Then we're going to go through it, seeing the Yad Ramaz view and the Chasam Sofer's view. And if there's time after that, I'd like to spend a little bit of time on the broader issue of the cultural enhancements of the city spending. Eminent domain is a big topic. I doubt we're going to get into it. It's too bad. It's a fun topic. I think I have something on YU Torah about it. I know I was going to do a shir on it once. I don't remember if I did. I don't know. It might be there as well. Thank you very, very much. And have a good Shabbos.
Shabbos.